2. Recovery from verbal abuse. To begin healing from verbal abuse, you may find it helpful to follow some general guidelines. These basic guidelines are suggestions that have benefited many. However, they are recommendations, not the Ten Commandments. In all things, my highest recommendation is that you allow your intuition to guide you and that you love yourself. Guidelines for recovering from verbal abuse. 1. Stay away from people who define you. This is a goal that may take time to achieve. As you become more aware, you may realize that a friend is more a critic than a friend to you, or that a relative has been and may always be controlling toward you. You may need to pull away from some people and send a card rather than make a phone call, or meet on Facebook instead of a coffee shop, or block a toxic person from your Facebook page and your life altogether. 2. Monitor your thoughts. You are in charge of your thoughts. No one can stop you from monitoring your thoughts, that is, being mindful. If you are alert to any negative thoughts, such as, "If I were smarter, I wouldn't have been in this mess," change the thought to a positive one. For example, "I am smart and getting smarter all the time." Anyone can be fooled by an abuser, and when the bad behavior shows up, an abuser can be very convincing that it is the partner's fault. 3. Don't blame yourself for not making the relationship work. Know that no one can fix an abuser. A verbal abuser is damaged, and only the abuser can fix himself or herself with intensive therapy. 4. Don't blame yourself for choosing the relationship. Anyone can be fooled by an abuser because nearly all verbal abusers present perfectly to their partners in couple relationships until they feel secure. Then they project their lost selves into their partners. I suggest that you read Controlling People if you would like to understand more about the lost self and how it can be projected into you and then often withdrawn when you leave. 5. Gather information. Learn everything you can about verbal abuse and controlling behavior so that you will recognize anyone's attempt to define you in any way. The more knowledge you have about verbal abuse, the safer and more empowered you will feel. 6.